WGIL.
It's 5:41 at Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Fighting Illini basketball in 20 minutes as the Illini take on a not-so-good Nebraska team, it sounds like. A pregame, again, 20 minutes away here on WGIL. Before that, though, love talking about things that are going on that are really, really cool. And in this case, you'll recall about a month or so ago, we talked to Margaret Cortez, who started Special Needs Bakery in Galva over in Henry County. She's received a lot of attention in the last month or two when stories about her bakery went viral, in part because her son Frankie, who works at the bakery, has cerebral palsy. The stories caused them to be on Good Morning America on ABC a few weeks ago, and GMA gifted them with a golf cart, which may not sound like a big deal to you, but it is to Margaret and Frankie. So we're going to talk about that and a continued way that you can help the bakery continue to be as successful as it has been. And Margaret Cortez is live on the phone right now. Margaret, how are you? It's been a big day.
I am fine, Will. Thanks for joining all of us with all this celebration.
Yeah, very glad to. Yeah,
it's been a very exciting, exciting day.
Oh, it sure sounds like it. I appreciate you inviting me to come to Galva today. I'm sorry I couldn't make it because I would have loved to have seen all this happen in person. Was everything I said earlier kind of a fair assessment as to kind of set up what happened today?
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. So, Good Morning America, the Strahan, Sarah, and Kiki show had us on and gifted Frankie and I the golf cart for his efforts in trying to save money for his own. And they bought us not just any old golf cart. This is the top of the line 2020 Onward Club Car. So it's an absolute beauty. And
yeah,
they had our logo put on it and everything.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So for folks who don't know, talk about why this golf cart is important. You say Frankie was saving up for it. He really just kind of wanted a way to get around, right?
That's right. That's right. So Frankie's the youngest of four boys. So my husband and I, we've had our hands full with boys our whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And every time a boy gets to about the age of 14 or 15, they all want wheels. And Frankie was no different, you know, but his disability kind of prevents him from right now getting his driver's license. We're working on it. He's in driver's ed right now. But it was important for him to have some way to get around. He wanted to drive.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe a vehicle that can go 100 miles an hour is not something to put him behind right now. So
a vehicle that goes 100 miles an hour is not something to put anybody behind, I think. But that's it's another discussion. So that kind of led to the golf cart, and you said he was saving up for that before all this happened, right?
Yeah. So he's been saving all his money, and he just thought that, you know, maybe by spring we'd be able to go pick up a used one somewhere that had good batteries, and it would allow him to get around town a little bit. He's got a couple of jobs here in town that are only within, you know, 5-6 blocks from the house. But it's just nice to be just like everybody else and have wheels. So that was the one thing that we thought maybe we could compromise and work on getting a golf cart. And we talked to the city about it, and the city administrator said that would be just fine. We'll work on it, work on getting his license, you know, and if he ever does get his driver's license, well, good on him. But right now, this will be perfect for in-town only. You know, it's just to get around town. But it'll allow him to get to and from work independently. And also, if we want to make some in-town deliveries, that was part of it. He wanted to do that, too.
That's fantastic.
He thought about maybe like a loudspeaker and just drive around and sell cinnamon rolls. But, you know, we might wait on that.
I like the idea, though, of a mobile cinnamon roll delivery business. That really appeals to me.
It sounds so good, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it totally does.
Have a hot box in the back, it would be all set.
So you got gifted this golf cart a month ago, but you had to order it and get through all the arrangements and getting it delivered. Correct. And things like that. So that kind of led to today, right?
Yeah. So today, the representative, Amanda, came up from Georgia from Club Car, and she wanted to be here for the delivery, but also M&M golf cart
company up in Bettendorf.
Yeah.
They were the ones that actually delivered it, and they gifted some of the accessories on the golf cart.
Oh, that's great.
And they were here to kind of give us a rundown on how to operate it. And, you know, they took some rides around the block and had a great time. And, you know, a little jerky at the beginning, but we're getting there.
Yeah, I've ridden in a golf cart before. I know how that goes. So you had it delivered today, and there were a lot of people there when you had it delivered here a couple of hours ago. But how did Frankie react? I imagine his eyes must have just lit up.
Well, I tell you what, he's Mr. Cool, you know, and we were able to arrange it with the school that he had been dropped off from his school bus right outside the bakery.
Uh-huh.
Well, thankfully, the rain wasn't coming down, and we were all able to be out there to, you know, welcome him. And the golf cart was actually parked up on the sidewalk, which was really kind of cute. So he got a big kick out of it, and we had a couple of news reporters from Quad Cities.
Yeah.
We had one from Peoria. We had a radio guy from Kewaunee, and we have you on the phone now. And I tell you, it's just been a whirlwind and a great day.
I will withdraw my normal comment about there being no other radio stations other than the one here, but that's another discussion. I hope this golf cart, Margaret, by the way, has snow tires on it. Good heavens.
Oh, I'm telling you. Well, we talked about that. We're going to park it in the garage tonight.
There you go.
Get through the next couple of weeks. And, you know, when the weather gets nice out, we're going to take that thing out as often as we can and get used to riding it around town and let everybody see us. But
yeah.
We had an excellent turnout. We had some Subway sandwiches. We had the Crescent City Tap donated some pizzas to us.
Awesome.
It was delicious. We had some cinnamon rolls. We had help from Hen House Barbecue. They
yeah.
were here tonight. And it was just a real nice, nice gathering of all the people from town and good friends and family.
And I imagine that this is just kind of reflective of the attention that you've had the last couple of months, right?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. We've never been so busy in all our life. And I tell you, the business itself is booming because more people now know about us. And we're getting visitors from all over. Even Galesburg folks are coming to see us. So
yeah.
That's really nice.
Good. Good for you. Good for those of you here in Galesburg that have made the trip to Galva. That's fantastic. So,
yes, it makes my day.
With the expansion of the business, or at least with the success that you've had the last couple of months, you're really kind of looking at how you can expand right now, right?
Right. That's the whole thing right now. We have a lovely lady down in Monmouth who heard the call that I was trying to raise some money to get some more equipment.
Uh-huh.
And lo and behold, doesn't she have what I just might need? And that's a really nice big bakery oven.
Oh, wow.
And she's as kind-hearted as they come, and she wants to actually donate that to us. So my buddy Phil from Hen House Barbecue and I are going to go pay her a visit here real soon and see what we can do about getting that oven back to Galva and put it to good use.
And you said that's coming from Monmouth, is that right?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, from a nice lady in Monmouth. And that's just kind of how this whole story goes. You know, the word gets out, and, you know, if somebody's got something laying around that they're not using, it makes them feel good to put it to good use. And, you know, it's just we got a great community around us, and I'm just so happy.
You sure?
You know, that we have the support we do, and we hope that we can provide the services that everybody's looking forward to. I think we're going to have an amazing summer.
I sure hope so, for sure, once you get everything lined up. But you do, in case you need to do some things with equipment and things like that, you do have a GoFundMe page, right?
I do. That is correct. Because here's the thing. When I started out, I didn't want to drown myself in debt because I just didn't know how well this was going to kick off. So we got the basic setup that we can do the basic things. But when you want to start expanding, you got to buy more equipment and you got to upsize some of your appliances. So the only things, you know, like big appliances that I'm looking for now is to get a mixer rewired so that it'll work in our building with our electricity. And we want to work on that. And we probably need to get some more steel tables and some work areas like that. So all of that takes a little bit of money. So I would have to put a GoFundMe page out there because a lot of people from outside the area wanted to support us. And we hope to be able to provide some T-shirts for people, you know, if they're going to be around and helping us. We're going to be selling those in the store, too.
That's great. And let's see. I'm pulling up the page here right now. How much of you, and we'll link to this when we post this conversation shortly on WGIL.com. We'll have a link to the GoFundMe page there as well. But how much have you raised so far?
We've raised $1,400 so far.
That's great. And every little bit helps, right?
You betcha. Every little bit helps. I think last time I checked, we were right at about 40 donations. And of that 40 donations, it added up to $1,400. So that's a lot.
That's great.
You know, some people can only donate $10, but that $10 is going to go to great use, I promise.
All right. So, again, we'll link to that here shortly on WGIL.com if you wanted to contribute to a Special Needs Bakery in Galva. So, in the last couple of months, how has, just kind of wrap up here, how has Frankie kind of responded to all this attention? I mean, I would probably be overwhelmed. I don't know how he's doing.
He can get pretty overwhelmed. I mean, overwhelmed from it. A lot to take in.
Yeah,
it's, you know what, he's enjoying every minute of it. He loves the fact that the people are you know, here to support us. They come into the bakery and they know him, and we've got friends in the special ed community stopping by to see us.
Wonderful.
He might have gone to school with them when they were in kindergarten, so it's just really neat to see all that.
All right, very good. Margaret Cortez, owner of Special Needs Bakery in Galva with your son Frankie, thank you so much again for your time. Congratulations on the big day today. And Frankie does still know he has to give Mom a ride, right?
That is correct, Will. You got that right. Thanks so much for having us today. I really appreciate it.
Margaret, thanks again and continued success.
Thank you so much. Have a great night now.
Thanks.